Time is 11:01. You're tuned in to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org. It's time for Smash It Back.
Go ahead.
Just the blue, good and red. Do I have to take the wood fence?
face of the modern punk. An ugly face to some, but what an eloquent and creative group of individuals they are. What they lack in grey matter between the ears, they make up for in colour on top.
Police won't leave me alone!
Who gave their lives for something never owned?
There's nothing quite like a sing-song at home, or a poetry recitation.
It's happening again! Go on, it's my birthday. I'm 18 today!
Birthday, John!
Yeah, later, later.
And this is a side to punkdom you won't have seen before.
You have to pay. Right.
Unless you've wandered up London's King's Road.
Do you want to come down and take some photographs? As many as you want to take for £2.
If you want any photographs, you have to pay.
These punks are business punks, ripping money out of the tourists faster than you can say, get nicked.
Come on, think about it.
Their enterprising 24-year-old leader with the Aussie ostrich haircut is Alex.
Yeah, right. How's business this morning?
Pretty good. I made about 12, 13 quid, and that was without not having any arguments with anyone. That's pretty much a strike.
If you don't get your head kicked in.
Sometimes Alex has to educate other members of the gang. Here, he's requesting an apprentice punk to be more respectful.
I told you again to if you're going to cause trouble.
After a hard day's work, it's time to go home. In their case, home for all 20 in the gang is a condemned house in Islington. They had to break in to get possession, but what a flair for interior decoration they've shown.
What about parents? How do your parents react?
My dad loves me. At first they think, you know, is it something I've done? Is it anything, you know, have I raised you wrong? Have I done something against you or anything like that, you know? And you say no, it's just, you know, you've got to prove what you feel.
I'm really scared with my bottle.
Just about any type of drug is in, but glue sniffing ranks equal number one with cheap booze.
Hello!
Cyril is a glue man, and his outlook on life is invariably through a plastic bag. Even on the street, he has something up his sleeve to make work more tolerable.
The only thing that no one takes Cyril in, you know, if I do, we kick him out. That's the thing that is really, really bad for you. Most people take things in moderation, you know.
There are only two rules in this house. No heroin and no glue sniffing upstairs. In this room, 10 punks bed down for the night. With names like Bumbox, Scumbag, and Animal, you can imagine the very special aroma in here. But the cosy sleeping arrangements seem to have some advantages in their eyes.
Now, what about sex?
Please,
don't get enough of it.
Alex,
not enough.
I can't get enough.
You've got 20 men and women living fairly closely together in a fairly small place.
We never have sex.
Do you have a fairly free lifestyle as far as sex goes?
No.
We're not queer, that's for sure.
Fairly free, yeah.
Like so many home-loving folk, punks love pets. They have a cat and a ready supply of cat food.
It's never bit me at all, never.
It's hard to know who stands a greater chance of contracting an infectious disease, the punks or the rats.
Excuse me, if you want a photograph, you have to pay.
What'd you say?
You have to pay for photographs.
Oh, we'll pay.
See what you want. £2. As many as you want.
Come on, you can take as many as you want for a couple of pounds.
No, I don't take any of that.
I'm taking pictures in building here.
No, you're not.
We're not stupid. You think we're thick?
Being a punk can get even the grubbiest of individuals down, and some of these punks show evidence of trying to swap their mohawk haircuts for halos. The police arrive for a bit of healthy harassment. Were they looking for a secret stock of glue, or evidence of an orgy? Had they come to evict the lot of them and save the neighbourhood?
Alien, what's going on?
The neighbours went into deep gossip.
Have you got permission?
No. But the police only wanted to find out what could possibly interest an Australian TV crew in a group of grubbies like this.
What a rude person!
I take drugs to get drunk! I take drugs to get drunk! I take drugs to get drunk! I'm a punk!
All right. You're tuned in to KGNU Smash It Back every Friday night from 11 to midnight. We just heard from some punks back in 1982, London punks. Squatter punks. Started off the show with Peter and the Test Tube Babies, Blown Out Again. Then we heard the Lurkers, Ain't Got a Clue. And the third song we heard was Blitz, Fatigue. We heard two songs from The Fix. I think they're a Midwest band on Touch and Go, one of the greatest punk labels. We heard Vengeance and In This Town. And then after that, we heard Victimize by Chaos UK. Then we just heard the Squatter Punks from Islington, London. 1983 it was, actually. Any questions or comments, you can call the studio, 303-442-4242. My name is Dave Fuller, the host. And let's get back to the music. Here's a classic, the Buzzcocks. What Do I Get?
slept like a haze. I think that's a fun hard way. You need to go hit that tonight. I'm about to put you away. What I do is what they put you in the need for you. Because you got that attitude. Keep it in your foot. That attitude's what it must be. Because you don't think like me. What all those righteous things. Keep it in your foot. You know that it's not like a hit. It must be such a fun that way. You need some more, it's not great. Or else I'll put you away. I was just 5 years old and did by the day it's on. Right in my place. Bad attitudes would be yourself, but just enough like someone else. Another soul who needs a help. Oh, I'm going to hell. You know that it's not like a name. It must be such a fun that way. You need more, it's not great. Or else I'll put you away. That's too bad.
Goodbye. Punk bands refuse to play clubs that don't allow minors. Punk fans like the fact that their favorite music rubs the establishment the wrong way. Some hardcore punk gives kids the option of joining a peer group that doesn't use drugs.
I've seen beatniks, hippies, and flower children. I've heard Guthrie, the Beatles, and the Stones. It seems the musical fashions change with each new batch of students that come into my classroom, but musical styles are still a very important form of communication for our young people. Hi, I'm Joe Feinstein, and today on Teen Talk, we've invited a group of punk rockers and new wavers and all kinds of rock and rollers to talk with us about their extreme forms of communication. Welcome, panel. Welcome to Teen Talk. I'm wondering what kind of music
Teen
are you
Talk
into
on
and
punk.
Why do you like that kind
A discussion
of music?
With host
anyway.
Joe Feinstein and several teenagers on the subject of punk music.
I like Axe a lot, and that's like well known. And I like the Urban Gorillas, which are getting out there. And Moocher and the Moochettes.
Urban Gorillas, Moocher and the Moochettes. Okay, Rhonda, what's your style of music that you like?
Okay, my style of music is basically right now country and western.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard other kinds of music, and to me right now that seems to be my place.
Why don't you like punk rock?
I don't like punk rock for a few different reasons, mainly because of the violence that is thought of when you listen to punk rock, or the words of the songs. And the different kinds of dancing that punk rock has is more of an aggressive type, and the whole idea is just very aggressive.
Very aggressive. Okay, you're entitled to your feelings. Keith, what kind of music are you into?
Yeah, I like punk rock, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Cool.
Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, what, yeah. Why do you like this music so much, Keith?
Well, and I don't really like the hardcore, you know, like...
No?
No, like the slamming, you know, the violence and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not for me.
What is the violence all about for the punks?
Kind of an outlet, you know, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, an ego trip, you know. Who's tougher than who? All rad, you know. Hey.
Okay.
That's, you know.
All right. Sky, what kind of music are you into?
I like a little bit Melra punk and most of the hardcore usual stuff.
Give me the names of a couple of groups that you dig on.
Susie and the Banshees.
Yeah?
Very popular with anybody nowadays, I think. X, TSOL, a lot of local LA bands.
Now, this X, they have the lead singer in X is a guy named John Doe. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, what is the... I get the feeling as I was looking around and doing my research for this program was really an interesting job for me. And X with John Doe, those are two anonymous names. Why is everybody so anonymous? It's like they don't want to admit that their name is, you know, Meyer Goldstein and his... seven cockamamies. Why do they choose these names?
John Doe is basically just a stage name, you know. Yeah. His real first name is John, but that's just a stage name. A lot of people in bands use stage names.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's just kid around.
To kid around.
Yeah.
Shannon, what music are you into?
Well, I prefer punk music, but I like to go out and dance and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Cramps. I like TSOL. I like
Cramps, did you say?
Cramps.
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 You know, like once a month.
Like once a month. All right. Those kind of, that's what they're really called?
Yeah.
And what kind of music do they play? Hardcore punk?
No. It's mellow, but it's dancing music.
Uh-huh. And you can dance to that?
I can.
I see. Okay. I'm wondering, I didn't, in my research, I found out that the English have affected punk and that they're very violent. There's a lot of violence that Rhonda was talking about. Is this what you found too, Mandy?
No, well, it depends where you go and who you go see. I mean, if you don't want to be involved in the violence, you just stand back. And the people that, you know, do want to be in the violence, they're up close and they're in it. I mean, it's fun. You can get into it, I guess.
Do you get into it?
I have, but I've gotten hurt too. I mean, I was like up close to the stage and my head I got jumped on.
You got jumped on?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really hurt, but it's like a surprise, so. I mean, it's not bad.
Surprise! Pow!
No,
you know, right
no,
in the head.
It's not something.
There's violence everywhere.
You know, there's violence really everywhere.
All right, well, wait a second. Go ahead, Kenny. Tell us.
Where you go, no matter what, you know, violence is everywhere. You go, any kid that goes out to have a good time, any party, anywhere, there's always going to be violence. There's always people getting pissed off,
mm-hmm,
and letting out their aggressions on each other.
Okay, so you feel that violence is all around. You too, Shannon?
I do.
In what way?
Your words. Never look at a flower and hate it.
gay couple just can get sickened by it. Ever wish the human race didn't exist? Then realize you're one too.
Daddy's got a hot gun.
See him run, see him pop.
Daddy's got a pop gun.
See him run.
That was Agent Orange. Bloodstains. You can skate to that song. They're an old skater band, sorta. Before that, we heard The Randoms. Let's Get Rid of New York. And before that was Merry Monday. Pop Gun. Then we heard the Angry Samoans, Inside My Brain. And then it was Flipper. The song was called Ever. Then we heard some more sort of punks talking, teen talk. And we started off the set with the Buzzcocks. Actually, we heard Wasted Youth, Teenage Narc, then Articles of Faith, Bad Attitude, and then the Buzzcocks. What Do I Get? Got about 10 minutes left in the show. Smash It Back every Friday night from 11 to midnight. Here's one from the Descendants.
Why can't you say his eyes once more. Now that we have a neutron bomb, it's nice and quick and clean and gets things done. Away with the sense and know me, but know this valued a property. The sense and war, the perfect sense at home. The sun beats down and a brand new day. No more will they tax the pay. And something still has gone up in flashing light. Godless millions whisked away. At last we have more room to play. Our systems go and kill the poor tonight. Gotta kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor tonight. You heard the sparkle of champagne. Your crime rates start to flurry again. A life's of the reason you miss it.
That about wraps it up. Thanks for listening to Smash It Back every Friday night from 11 to midnight. I've been your host, Dave Fuller. And stay tuned for Sleepless Nights. Thinking of the USA.
defender el barco, dijo hoy en Bahrein el capitán del Stark, comandante Glenn Brendel. Fue alcanzado no por un...
Couple minutes past midnight. Well, actually, it's almost 5 minutes past midnight. It's time for Sleepless.